Secretary of Homeland Security. Michael Chertoff is with us. You've been with him the last 2 days, sir, right, sir?
That's right, Sean. We were down at Tucson speaking to Border Patrol and getting briefed on the situation in Arizona yesterday. And then this morning I was with the president in El Paso as we took a tour along the border in an urban environment. And the president got to talk to some of our Border Patrol agents as well.
Listen, we got to run almost the entire speech of the president right here on this program yesterday. First of all, I'm going to listen very closely to everything you say, because in our last interview, you gave us a very clear preview of where the president was headed. I want to just ask you this. The president said, and I liked a lot of what he said, securing our border is essential to securing our homeland. He said it's time to return every single illegal entrant with no exceptions, he said. He further went on to say that he's going to spend $2.3 billion to tighten the borders, $3.7 billion to track down illegal immigrants. He further went on to say that he's going to end the catch-and-release program, that it doesn't work. He said that he does not support amnesty. He's going to use new technologies. I mean, all of that I agree with. That's pretty accurate?
That's absolutely right.
All right. Then I think, first of all, I give you and the president credit. You see this as the problem that it is. This is essential to our homeland security.
It is, and people are obviously, very distressed at the thought that we don't have the kind of control we should have of our borders. And I think it's, as domestic issues go, it's right at the top of the list of issues that we have to address.
All right, let me then tell you where I have a few questions, and I know our audience does. And maybe this is just a fundamental disagreement. I know Ted Kennedy wants an amnesty program. You're against amnesty, but it seems to be a compromise position that people that of the 11 million people that are here, that they would be able to stay for what, 3 years, 6 years maximum? How do you explain that as not a sort of rewarding their illegal activity?
Well, the critical issue here is that the people who are willing to come out of the shadows and work on a temporary basis with a regulated environment where we know their identities, they have a biometric identity card, those people would only be here on a temporary basis. And the idea is they would make some money, they'd collect their money, they'd go back home again. What that does is it doesn't give them a path to citizenship. It doesn't reward them for having broken the law. But it also releases an enormous amount of the pressure that is now at our border that is making the job so difficult for our Border Patrol agents and our interior enforcement agents. It's a little bit, Sean, like, when you try to dam a river. If you just build a dam, the water's going to get higher and higher, and you're going to have to keep building the dam. But if you find a way to channel some of that water into a productive use, you relieve pressure on the dam, and you also get some benefit. And that's really what the president's talking about, is channeling some of this desire that the migrants have to work into a temporary regulated program, thereby relieving some of that overwhelming pressure that our Border Patrol agents are feeling.
Is there some aspect that people could look at this as a at least temporary reward? Or is it that much more essential? And maybe I just need to see it from your perspective.
I think it's really a practical issue, Sean. It's a recognition of the essential fact that simply rounding up 11 million people and removing them would be an undertaking of enormous expense and difficulty.
Do you have any estimates as to what you think in terms of the 11 million people, how many, if given this opportunity to stay legally for 3 years or 6 years, would come out of hiding?
I think most of them would, Sean, because I think, frankly, what we intend to do is to couple this program with a vigorous enforcement program where we go to employers and we say, look, if you need to have workers, you can't fill jobs with American workers, and you take temporary workers who are with the program, you'll be fine. But if you're not willing to accept this legal regulated channel, then we are really going to come down on you like a ton of bricks. So it's a combination of a carrot and a stick. And I can tell you my own experience with law enforcement, which goes back for 15, 20 years, is the best way to enforce the law is to give people a way to do what they want to do in the right way, and then back it up with punishment if they choose to take the wrong way.
Yeah. Let me ask this then. How confident are you that we could secure the border totally? I mean, I like the fact that you're adding 3,000 more new agents. I think it's necessary. I love the fact that you're going to spend billions of dollars on this problem, that you see the necessity of it, and I'm very, very reassured that you're going to use these new technologies and build the infrastructure that the troops themselves told me when I was down at the border. How confident are you that we could literally stop most, if not all, illegal immigration?
You know, I've talked to Chief Aguilar. I've talked to a lot of the Border Patrol agents and the supervisors on the ground, and I am confident that with the proper mix of technology, personnel, fencing, and other kinds of infrastructure, we can get control of the border. We can stop most, if not all, the people coming across the border. And there will be a tipping point at which those people who want to migrate into the country realize that their chance of success is so low that it's not worth trying.
Is our fear, though, the one person that is really motivated to get over into this country for whatever evil purposes they want to bring with them?
Well, Sean, of course, no one can guarantee that a single person won't come across the border. I think that's, you know, beyond anybody's ability to promise. But as we attack the border from a variety of different standpoints, and as we attack the organizations that smuggle people across the border, we will be removing the tools that someone would be using if they wanted to come across the border for a nefarious purpose. So I think what we are doing is dramatically elevating the odds against someone coming in. But I don't want to, you know, make a false promise here and say that, you know, we're going to prevent every single person from coming across the border by air, land, or sea.
Is it a deal killer if, say, this gets passed in Congress and they have the committee and they have a bill passed in the Senate, bill passed in the House, they get together in a committee and they send a bill to the president, and if any way it had amnesty in terms of the Ted Kennedy proposal, the John McCain, Ted Kennedy proposal, would you oppose that under all circumstances?
I think the president's been very clear he is against amnesty, and frankly, I don't think there's any real prospect that an amnesty proposal would pass Congress, because I think the vast majority of the American public is against amnesty. And again, for a very simple reason. There are people who are obeying the law. They are waiting in line to take their turn to get a green card to come into the country. We're unfair to those people if we let people who snuck in jump the line.
Yeah.
So I think the president's approach, you know, recognizes the practical difficulty we have in terms of the people in the country, but makes it clear there's a difference between how we're going to treat them and how we're going to treat people who have agreed to abide by the law.
What do you do in the case of, if you give people that are here illegally, some 11 million people, an opportunity to come out and get in the system for a period of time before they have to go back? What do you do when you find the people that didn't stay in the system? I mean, it didn't take advantage of the opportunity to get into the system. What if you find them later? Will it be guaranteed deportation, immediate deportation?
Yeah, then those people have to be locked up and sent back. And one of the things the president's talked about is a need to retool our legal rules so that when we do find somebody who's here illegally, it doesn't take months and years to deport the person, but we can do it in days and weeks. And so that's, again, an important part of a comprehensive strategy.
All right, so what's it like traveling with the president on Air Force One, because you've been with him the last 2 days?
Well, you know, of course, it's always great to be with the president, and, you know, he's very focused on this issue with the border, as he is.
He was very passionate yesterday. I mean, you could tell this was a real issue for him.
Well, you know, he was governor of Texas. He has real firsthand experience with some of the issues that people are feeling along the Rio Grande and other parts of the border area, so he knows firsthand what it's like. He was talking about meeting a woman, I think, yesterday who, I guess, you know, she lives by herself with a couple of ranch hands on the border, and talks about the challenge of hundreds of people crossing her property every single week, and how she has to deal with putting up those fences again and trying to correct some of the damage they've made. So he really feels it. He's very dedicated to doing this, and this is going to be a very big priority for us.
All right. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, just back with the president. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.